Last Minute McGee. In another episode of Your Strengths Are Also Your Weaknesses, I want to talk about travel. See, I am traveling to Switzerland in early December, and I am traveling to San Diego next weekend. And I booked both of those at the very last possible minute. A lot of what I do is at the last minute. And that you could reasonably argue that that is a weakness. And I would agree. It's not fun to do things at the last minute. It's not. But on the flip side is that I do things immediately when it's possible, in the sense that when somebody asks me for something, I will do it right away. And that is to a fault, because somebody always needs something, whether that's making coffee for Sarah or building some feature or fixing some bug or doing something for Franny. And then those longer term items just sort of take a back seat until it becomes absolutely critical that that becomes the immediate thing that must be done. So I booked both of these at the last minute, and I was very terrified of how much money it was going to cost, because I'm going to Switzerland for 2 weeks and I'm going to San Diego for 3 days. And that's in 1 week. I don't think I've ever booked a hotel before with like less than a week, actually, because it's like 5 days away. But I'm super excited because I'm going to go see one of my oldest friends. He is... I've probably talked about him before. His name's Jerry, and he lives in San Diego. And he's actually the guy that got me started drinking, which is funny because we are now both sober. He's been sober for, I want to say, 9 years, and I've been sober for almost 2 years. That's a topic for another day. But he's like getting, like, we reconnected at some point mid-year this year. And we were talking, we're like, oh man, we should meet up in person. That would be really fun. We were talking about going to Vegas and just trying to figure out something. Like, he's getting married, and it was like, oh, do we do this like bachelor party thing? And just nothing really panned out. And then he was like, hey, there's this show in San Diego. Why don't you come? And I'm like, sure, done, deal. And this takes a lot of effort, because like so much of my life revolves around either my family or my job. And so when it comes time for friendships, it can be hard to make those investments. And I'm grateful that two of my best friends I work with, so I kind of have that built-in relationship, and then we go do our camping and all of that. But it's very hard to do friend stuff. And it's very hard for me to do things just for me, especially like in the winter time, because I have a tendency to hunker down. And especially because, like, you know, I'm in the midst of the most important project of my career. But I'm excited. I'm super excited to go visit, and I'm super excited to go spend time with my friend. The other thing is, like, I'm obviously going to Switzerland, and like the first half of that. So I'm going for 2 weeks, which is kind of a bonkers thing. I haven't been there since, I want to say, 2018 or 2019. So the first half is, maybe I won't get into this today, but I'll talk about it tomorrow, I guess. But 2 weeks is a very long time to be abroad, but I'm ridiculously excited. I get to see some of my absolute favorite people in the world. And I get to, my boss actually is in Switzerland, and he is also what we call the site lead of this office, and he is really into Christmas parties. The Switzerland Christmas parties are infamous. And so I get to go and I actually get to spend a little bit of time. And this will be the first time, speaking of just being a workaholic like crazy, I have never spent any personal time in Switzerland. I have always been working, and if I'm not working, I'm like traveling somewhere. I've never had any time off in Switzerland, and this will be the first time where I will actually have 2 days, which is funny because I'll probably end up just working because I work so fucking much. But I'm still excited. And with that, I'll let you go. Have a great one. Bye.